Hello, my name is Jay.
Hello.
Hello, man. Good evening. I was just conducting an opinion survey, and we just like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions about being a woman in today's social and political landscape. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Do you consider yourself as a male, a female, or something else? Can you share your opinion?
Female.
Female. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Okay, let's move forward. Now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
1999.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your race?
White.
White. Thank you. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one, the future of the planet. How do you feel, positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. How about the future of the country? Same question, positive or negative?
Negative.
And how about your own future? Same question.
Positive.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. Any number, from 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you. Okay, now, of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you personally? Okay, the first one. I'm going to read them all, and you can stop me, and then I'm going to continue reading in case you change your mind, okay? Now, here we go. The first one is healthcare, crime, national security, racism and discrimination, abortion access, immigration, economy and cost of living, education, gun violence, climate change, student loans, mental health. Can you pick 3? Are the most important to you?
Yeah, mental health, the abortion one, and racism.
Racism and discrimination. Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining physical health? Your education? Hobbies and free time activities? Relationships, like romantic partnerships or friendships? Or having or caring for children? Or economic security and financial independence? Advancing in your career, work-life balance, caring for senior family members, or contributing to positive change in your community, or improving and maintaining mental health. In this chapter of your life, can you pick 3 that you currently prioritize most?
You said 3?
3, yes.
Okay. Probably the positive change in the community. Mm-hmm. Improving my, like, career. I can't remember the exact wording of that one.
Your education?
Yes. And then the very last one that you said.
Improving and maintaining mental health?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that one? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's move forward. Now, which of the following traits are most important to you identity? You may choose up to 2 or 3. Now, the first trait. Being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being an American, your sexual orientation, being young, your profession, your spiritual, religious belief, being a woman, your personality, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose 3.
My relationship, being a woman, and the one with my career, my profession.
Your profession. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following, okay? Do you feel hope, anger or frustration, exhaustion, happiness, disappointment, sadness, pride, or dread? When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most?
Anger and disappointment.
Anger and frustration, and what's the other one?
Was disappointment one of them, or is that within anger?
Yeah, no, disappointment and sadness, right. Okay, that one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion? Let me reel in real quick. First statement. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second statement. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Third statement. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. So which one comes closest to your opinion? First one, second one, or third one?
The second one.
Thank you. Now, moving on. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to two or three of the following factors, okay? Not the first one. Systematic racism, power, angry politicians seeking control, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or too many old white men in power, or corporate money has too much influence, or division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. So which one do you think is most to blame?
The last one.
Okay. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Go ahead.
And then the one about, like, too many old white men in power.
Too many old white men in power. Okay. Another one?
It was like can you read the first two again?
Yeah, systematic racism, power.
Yes, that one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Like moving forward. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Okay. Now, how much do you think decisions made by your city government affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. How about the ballot initiatives or proposed laws that the public votes on directly? Do you think that affects your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And how about Congress? Do you think the decisions they make by Congress affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. And how about your state government? Same question, same choices. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
And how about the Supreme Court? Same question, same choices.
A lot.
Okay. How about President Biden, the decisions that he made? How much does it affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
How about the community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions? The decisions that they make affect your life a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Now, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Now, will that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to participate or to enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay. How about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated.
Very motivated.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college or universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very somewhat or motivated or not at all motivated to participate.
Somewhat.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Okay. Well, that decision will encourage you to act or to change to civic participation. Will that be very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. We're almost done, okay? Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? The first one, sign a petition. You think that action will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat,
okay. How about voting in elections? You think that will make changes that you want to see in the U.S.? You think that action will be very effective, somewhat, not very, or not at all effective?
Very.
How about boycotting a company? Same question. Very, somewhat effective, not too, or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about attending a protest? Same question.
Very
effective. How about contacting or attending an event where you elected representatives? You think that, will, in your opinion, would make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? You think that it would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too, or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? Good question. Very so not very or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about volunteering for advocacy organization? You think the strategy would be very effective, somewhat effective, not very or not at all effective to change what you want to see in the U.S.? Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the variance that you may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are variants people have reported that keep them from voting. Now, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? Now, you may choose up to three, you know, just for the sake of the research, even if you voted all the time. But if you can pick a three, the first one, the candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You didn't know enough about the candidates. There was intimidated presence at your polling place. You did not have the you did not have time to vote. Or voting doesn't change things that matters to you. Or inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Or your mailing ballot didn't arrive on time. Or none of the above because you always vote. Or none of the above because you face other obstacles. Which barrier?
The not having enough information about the candidate.
Okay. Didn't know enough about the candidates. Go ahead.
And then the one about not having the time.
Okay, you did not have time. Another one?
And the accessibility one, like long lines and things like that.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah, to hell with this happens. Now, moving on. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented it makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Here's the first one. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our body. Now, is that information presented to you makes you want to engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. How about right now, most of us are struggling with the rising price and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their share fair. Now, will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. How about the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan? Project to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. Now, this is crucial when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past to the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. Now, the last one on the engagements. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. Now, we elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us our own values. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, the next question, what are the media sources that you check most for your new content? You may choose two: Facebook, local news stations, news or informal articles online, YouTube, international news outlets, TikTok, national TV news stations, podcasts, Instagram, or Twitter. You can select two.
The news, like online news articles, and then okay. TikTok.
And TikTok. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, the next question is just for a statistical purpose, but thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two: sports, business and finance, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, science, technology, news or current events, government or politics, humor and memes, or music?
News and current events, and then the one about like self-care and health and
health,
stuff.
Beauty and self-care. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Graduate.
From college? Or
yes.
Or high school?
Yeah, like a master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
With a partner.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent?
Democrat.
Okay, a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
A strong Democrat, okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Employed full-time.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
I was not able to vote. Not yet.
Okay. Not able. Okay. Thank you. Now, last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$45,000.
Okay, thank you. So 45 to 54. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Very kind of you, ma'am, for sharing your opinion. And it's been a pleasure, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, that won't work.